Sarah Stroman was appointed by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as DNR Commissioner. Before leading the DNR, she was mayor of Ramsey, Minnesota, city councilor there before that. She has also worked for Friends of the Boundary Waters, the Minnesota Land Trust, the Board of Soil and Water Resources. And today we welcome, we hope, for the first of many conversations with DNR Commissioner Sarah Stroman. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, a lot of our programming at KEXE, KBXE, because we cover a big part of northern Minnesota, has to do with the outdoors, because not only do people here have a connection to the land, but there's a lot of employees of the DNR that work in northern Minnesota. And so I'm hoping this is, like I said, one of the first conversations we have with you. And I've got a lot of things to get to, including some of the hot button issues I'm sure you're inundated with right now. But first, I wonder if we could hear a little bit about your background. I'm thinking specifically about your experience as mayor of Ramsey and how you think that will influence or help you in this new position you have.
I think one of the things that I bring to this position really is that breadth of experience. I've worked in the nonprofit arena. I've worked in state government. I've worked in local government. I've worked in a variety of disciplines, from natural resources policy to direct conservation work to environmental education. So I think having that breadth is a really good perspective. And specifically, having served as mayor and having served on a city council and understanding what it's like to represent at the local level. You're very close to your constituents. We talk a lot about community. And as you point out, community is a really important aspect of what the DNR brings to, you know, we have employees that live in communities all over the state and are really integral members of those communities. Natural resources and outdoor opportunities are critical to those communities. Really, a lot of what we do promotes community prosperity, and so from that standpoint, I feel, you know, it's very similar to the role of mayor in wanting to promote the prosperity of, you know, in that case, one community, not communities across the state. So maybe it's a little bit like that role that you play as mayor, but on a much larger scale.
We've been announcing the DNR's webinars that are available for the public to take part in, listen to, and submit questions, and then submit their comments about Enbridge Energy's Line 3 oil pipeline replacement project. What's the DNR's role in this project, and what do you expect from these webinars?
Well, our role in this project is to take a look at those permit and license applications. So Enbridge has applied for a variety of permit and licenses for construction of the project. Those include water appropriations, utility crossings of state lands and waters, as well as threatened and endangered species impacts. And so really our role is to review those as a neutral party, as we do with all projects, to provide that rigorous and independent assessment of the applications and to take, you know, sound science and available data, as well as the public input, to determine whether this proposed project meets the requirements of Minnesota law. And one of the things that we really wanted to do with these webinars is to provide a forum for members of the public who have an interest in this project to understand what it is that's being proposed, what permits and licenses Enbridge has applied for, and then really the specifics of how DNR looks at each of those, what are the factors on which we base our decision, so that people can provide the kinds of comments that are most helpful to us in considering those permits and licenses and ultimately getting to a decision. We're hopeful that people will find these helpful and that they will have a chance to submit their questions in the webinar if they have questions. And then obviously, you know, we're looking forward to taking comments, and we're taking comments until May 17th.
Let's move into another of the hot button issues that you have now as a DNR commissioner. We had a conversation earlier today with a researcher at the University of Minnesota about chronic wasting disease. It's always a kind of a scary topic, and not just because of what the disease actually is and implications of it, but that there seems to be some controversy or lack of funding when it comes to the legislature, even federally. I wonder if you can kind of help us understand a little bit in terms of the DNR and chronic wasting and funding to find out more about it.
Yeah, as you pointed out, this really is an issue that's very concerning, not only for the DNR, but for Minnesotans generally, partly because white-tailed deer are one of the most popular species to hunt in Minnesota, but also because deer hunting provides a $500 million economic boost to the state's economy. So, you know, when we talk about the prosperity of our communities, you know, this is one of those activities that contributes to that. So DNR's role in this is now that we have chronic wasting disease in our wild deer herd, you know, we're trying to combat that very urgently and aggressively. So that includes surveillance, response, it includes enforcement, it includes outreach to landowners and hunters, because essentially what we are trying to do is reduce the deer population, reduce the likelihood that the disease is going to be spread from deer-to-deer contact. And we do that through our regular hunt. We do that through special late-season hunts. We do that by giving special permits to landowners, as well as we've done some contracts with USDA for targeted culling of deer. And in all of that, we're collecting samples and testing for the disease. So obviously that work takes resources. And the governor has recommended in his budget additional resources for that work. And I think important to note, additional resources from the state general fund, which is different than the license dollars that we have been using to pay for this response to date. So I think the governor's proposal for that, and the House also has this funding included, is a recognition that this is a larger public problem that the public needs to address so that we can respond aggressively and protect Minnesota's deer herd, as well as our hunting experience and the prosperity of the communities that rely on that.
So as we're in the last month of the Minnesota legislature, if folks listening to us right now have a strong feeling about the DNR's budget as part of the governor's, they can contact their legislators and let them know about that if they have specific things that they're interested in, whether it's chronic wasting or other things. And you can easily find information on how to contact your legislator and just do a search on Google and enter your address. Commissioner Stroman, on Thursday mornings, we talk every week to a fishing guide, and he's been posting on his blog and asking if people could talk to you, what questions would they have? So I have sort of a synopsis here. And I know you like to fish, right?
I do.
Well, here's the questions he has for you. Do you favor a statewide reduction in the limit for sunfish? And if you do, would you support a statewide 5 sunfish limit? If not, do you have any alternative plans you would support?
You know, that's an issue that's going to require more conversation before I have a specific opinion or a proposal on it. But, I mean, what I will say is I think that fishing regulations are always a balance, right, between providing opportunity for people to go out and catch fish and, where possible, keep some and have a fish meal, and protecting the long-term sustainability of the fishery. And one of the things that I think is really special about Minnesota is that we have high quality and diverse fisheries. So, you know, we have good populations of sunfish and panfish fishing. We have incredible walleye fishing opportunities, bass fishing opportunities. You know, you can fish sturgeon and trout and muskie and all of those species. And so really my goal is, as we look at regulations for each of those species, and sometimes, you know, statewide and sometimes by a lake, to make sure that we are achieving that right balance between sustainability of our populations and our fisheries and providing the highest quality opportunities that we can for Minnesota anglers.
So not only a complication between, say, sustainability and kind of the fishing industry and what that provides to the economy of Minnesota, but I know within those limits, there's a difference between what tourists may want and what kind of elite fisher people might want in their limits. And that's going to be something you're going to have to balance and weigh out as well?
Absolutely. You know, we need to take all of those things into account. You know, people have different goals, and those goals, you know, may depend on whether you're a resident on a particular lake or as you said, you're a tourist or you're a professional angler. And you know, the other piece that complicates all of this is, you know, trends change, lake conditions change, and so we, you know, really in managing fisheries, we need to understand those changes as well. We need to understand changes that may be going on due to climate. We need to understand changes that may be going on in lakes due to invasive species coming in, and we need to understand changes that are just happening due to different trends in angling. So, you know, for example, the growth in the use of electronics, the growth in winter fishing with so many people having access to wheelhouses now, those are all things that, you know, affect the pressure and affect the ecology of the fishery, and we need to be on top of those kinds of things as well.
Well, I know you have a tight schedule, but I wonder if you would tell us before you go about what you have planned for that first Saturday that kids are out of school in Minnesota.
Yeah, so on Saturday, June 8th, which is that first Saturday that most kids are out, we are having a Schools Out Camp Out Challenge, and the goal that day is to fill all of our campsites and all of our state parks across Minnesota and just, you know, have people get outdoors and enjoy summer and enjoy all that our state parks have to offer. So I will be out camping that day, and I'm inviting all of Minnesota to join at one of our fabulous state parks.
That's Minnesota's newest DNR commissioner, Sarah Stroman. Thanks so much for talking to us, and we hope to do it again.
Thank you for having me. I'll be pleased to be invited back.